My dear brethren and sisters, I am very grateful, Sister Sophie and boys, giving me this opportunity to speak a few words. I may say the same thing, I don't know, I didn't hear the bishop first. I heard mostly what he read. But if I do, Bishop, just pull my coat, Taylor. First of all, I want to, again, those wonderful sisters here with the fine songs. I always enjoy you, Brother Crystal and Lucille, same thing. I think when we came to Newdale, the Niver family was one of the first that we got acquainted. Just a couple of days, we lived here, Brother William Niver, the dad, those wonderful boys, came to our home as a war teacher. And of course, after he delivered his message, he wanted to know where we came from and so forth. And that happened, my wife is from Switzerland, and he says, "Well, that's wonderful. I was in the mission field, and I worked with a Swiss girl. She was such a wonderful missionary." And then, of course, he told the name, it was Sophie Pfeiffer, the wife of Brother Dale now. And he told us that he told her that he had boys on the range in Idaho. If she ever come up, she can have one of them. And Sophie did come up, and Dale got stuck. And I know the whole family, and I love them all. And all those who connected with, I know some of the Rhodes families, all wonderful people. I just love you all, brothers and sisters, Sophie and all your boys with your fine wives. That was the hardest thing for me to say yes, to give a talk, because I feel like I belong down there as a mourner. Many times when they lift up on the dry farms, the farms didn't produce and then they didn't get any money what they did produce. And that Dale sitting there with the bare old overall, that Sophie patched them all and patched them again, one patch on top of the other. But the Bible says not to put new patches on top of the old ones. But they weren't new, they were old. She just looked always for a piece where she could patch the old overall again. And they really were poor. I know that. But honest, the whole bunch, honest as the day is long. As I say again, I just love them all. God bless you, boys and girls. I do hope that you see, I want to say first, that just a few days ago, I was in a home, and those particular people, they knew of Dale fulfilled two wonderful missions. This one man, he lives, I hope he'll be here, I don't know the man. Now those people in Salem, their son married a daughter of this companion of Dell. What is it? Richfield? I hope he's here. And he just thought the world of Dell. And I'd like to have seen it that he give the talk I supposed to give. And I told him and asked him, but they called back again and said, no, you better come. We don't know whether this brother could come or not. And so I'm here. Brothers and sisters, this church is true. The resurrection is true. I know it and believe it with all my heart. Just to show you how conscientious they've always been, and they're all the same. At one time, Dell was county commissioner. And it was up to Dell. The county needed new trucks. It was up to Dell to see, to buy those trucks. Dell been shopping around and bought trucks from the opposite party. This reminds me so much of the words of Abraham Lincoln when he said, he was such a wonderful, you all know stories about him and read a lot about him. I am especially interested in him because he was such a humble man. Who has been an ideal in integrity for men in public office. He said, I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. And that's just exactly Dell Naira. He bought those trucks from the opposite party. The next election, Dell didn't get on the ticket. But just the same, he stayed true to his party, always, as long as I know him. He wasn't a fanatic politician, no, but he was interested in advancing, building the country. I think it was Shakespeare who said, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night follows the day. Thou canst not be false to any man. That's Dell Naira. Now, talking about that I know the resurrection is true, as well as the gospel of Jesus Christ and the church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. We read in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 14 to 15 verse. And if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not at all. And we have the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have direct confirmation that Jesus rose from the grave, because the Father and the Son appeared to Joseph Smith, the prophet. In Matthew we find, in the 27th chapter, 53rd verse, "And he came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went to the holy city, and appeared to many." The 25th verse in the same chapter, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose." John 11, chapter 25, "Jesus said unto her," talking to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Just yesterday, we had a brother from New Zealand speak in the temple. He bore his testimony, wonderful, wonderful testimony. He's a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He must have been a wonderful member in his church he belonged to. He told us, but I forgot which church it was. His minister came to him and talked to him not to leave the church. He asked the minister, he says, "Now why just tell me that? You tell me this Church of Jesus Christ is not true, and yours is true. Just tell me, why don't you preach the doctrine of Jesus Christ from the Bible?" "We do. What is it we don't preach?" The brother said, "You don't preach the doctrine of salvation for the dead. It's one thing. I can tell you a lot more." The minister spoke up. He says, "You must have read the Book of Mormon. And I want to tell you that the biggest curse that ever came among mankind, this Book of Mormon." He says, "We do it." He says, we preach the gospel of salvation for the dead. "And how it is?" He says, "There's men dying every day, and we baptize new members, and they take the place of those who died." That's some answer, isn't it? I have you. I want to read another piece here. You all know this wonderful man, Cecil B. Miles. Not too long ago he died. That great, to me, I wondered many times why he wasn't a Mormon. Did you turn that thing off here, Bishop, or what? Can you hear me back there? He liked to get off once in a while by himself, at times to think out problems. One such time, he went out in a canoe on a lake in Maine and spent a whole afternoon allowing the canoe to quietly drift along. While he thought about the problems, the canoe drifted ashore to a place where the water was only a few inches deep. Looking down, he saw the bottom was crowded with water beetles. As he watched, one of the beetles came to the surface and slowly crawled up to the side of the canoe. Finally reaching the top, it crashed fast to the wood and died. The mild thought went back to his problems. About 3 hours later, he happened to notice the beetle again and saw that in the hot sun, a child had become very dry and brittle. As he washed it slowly, split open, and there emerged from it a new form, a dragonfly, which took to the air, out of the old husk. It stimulated colors flashing in the sunlight. That winged insect flew further in an instant than the water beetle had crawled in days. Then it sailed back and swooped down to the surface of the water. Demals noticed a shadow on the water. The water beetles below might have seen it, too, but now their erstwhile companion was in a world beyond their comprehension. They were still living in the limited beetle world, while their winged cousin had gained for himself all the freedom between earth and sky. He concluded with a very penetrating question: would that great creator of the universe, he asked himself, do that for a water beetle and not for a human being? That started Demals to think, and I know in later years, many times he visited the church office. I suppose the gospel was preached to him, but I don't know if he ever got baptized or not. But he was in very, very great favor of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dear brothers and sisters, do not procrastinate. You don't know how quick. Friday afternoon, about 4:30, I think it was, I just happened to come home. My wife talked over the telephone. She was going to call Sophie. And she said that Dale answered the phone and just choking quite a bit. And about 7 or 8 o'clock, I don't remember now, when Sophie called, that Dale is here in the hospital. The doctors have not much hope for him. You never know, brothers and sisters, you never know when our time is. Let's be prepared. Lift the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you do, I promise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you find joy in your life. God help us to do that. I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.